T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Is that it? It's time to go already and get moving on this radio program on a Tuesday afternoon. What fun. What fun. Starting off today with Jim Watkins. Speaking Out with Jim Watkins. Is that what your show's called, Jim?
Yes, sir. That is the name. How are
you? It's a podcast. You go to your podcast app and put in Jim Watkins, and his name and maybe even his pretty face will pop up.
Well, maybe, but maybe. I don't think so. Maybe. How are you?
You can go to the website, jimwatkins1.com. Sorry, I keep stepping on your trying to get us moving here. But I'm excited about all this protest going on. It gives me the feeling it's the 1960s again. Not that it's not that I'm excited about protest per se, but there was a certain energy in the air outside of the violence against the government that was going on in the 1960s, which I thought was a little over the top, and the people taking over the president's offices at schools across the country and all that stuff going on. That was, there was a kind of an ugly part of it, but it was also part of the energy of the 60s and the rock and roll era and the big changes going on culturally. And people were alive and arguing about things, which I like. I think it's good when people are arguing about things instead of not caring,
I guess so, but, we all romanticize what it was like back then, and I have probably vague memories because I was only like 9. My experience was, because we lived in Watts at the time, was that when my dad would put me in the car and he would drive me to school, I have this blonde hair, right? And so it was the 60s, and he would say, "Get your head down, because otherwise they're going to shoot us." Now, that's my experience. I didn't know politically what was going on.
Because Watts was the poor black neighborhood, and you guys were driving through.
Yeah, so I got to know the bottom of my car very well during that period. So I guess when you look at it, what were we mad about back then? We were mad about our involvement in a war that was halfway around the world that seemed to have little to do with us other than them telling us that we're preventing communism from spreading.
Right.
But then Jane Fonda would come back, and then she would say, "No, the communists are really nice people. They just want everything to be equitable. They just want everything to be diverse." It's like a prophecy of what's to come. But I'm not sure these guys now. I get that they're upset about what they're seeing on TV and what they're seeing in Gaza. But this didn't just all start like a month ago or 6 months ago. There's a lot of bad politicking going on here, and there are a lot of provocateurs as well on both sides. So I think these people are right to protest what they see is egregious warfare, because it should upset our sense of moral sensibility. But I don't think that their solution, which is to give Palestine or give Gaza or give the Palestinians their own little slice of land, is going to solve the problem. That has been the problem for this whole time. Nobody wants to take the Palestinians in. That's the problem. How do we fix that?
Well, they've got their land. I think it's more that there's never been proper management, independent management set up, so that they get to improve their lives, and not that they would necessarily know how to, and it would be a hard thing to pull off, and I don't know exactly how you would make it happen, but the thing I like about what you said is that there is this tendency that we have to circle around our government. Anything our government wants to do when it comes to military action, we tend to equate patriotism with supporting whatever that action is. But I've become so cynical about government over the past several years. You know, Connecticut government has done that to me, where you look at anything government tells you. Imagine it's the state capital in Hartford, and they're telling you have to go to war and bomb a certain people. You wouldn't believe those people in Hartford for a second that you had to do that. And it's essentially that's what's going on, that we're using our military might. So Israel behaves in the Middle East on our behalf. I'm pro-Israel. I'm supportive of Israel. But it's the people who live there, and it's the idea of Israel that I support. It's not that Netanyahu is going wild with military glee because he sees that as the only way to stay in power for himself. Like, he's a failed prime minister, is on his way out of office and maybe on his way to prison. And he's looking for this war to provide some kind of shield. So I don't, you know, I read something on the internet today. I wanted to ask you the question that an attorney who I've had on the air here a few times, Alex Taubes is his name. And he put, he asked a question online. What harm exactly is caused by allowing students to protest on a college campus? If people can't protest there, can people protest anywhere? And then he said, hands off the students. And Justin Ellicker stopped the arrest. So he's on the other side of this thing. And he asks a question that I think if you answer it for yourself, seriously, like, what is it exactly that we're objecting to?
Yeah.
Of what the protesters are up to on the American college campuses, Yale and Columbia and wherever, you know, there's dozens of places around the country.
Harvard. Yeah.
Harvard's not so much, but other colleges around Boston, and there is some Harvard stuff going on, and UMass Amherst, and there's other schools in Connecticut too. So, what is the answer to that? What exactly is wrong with the students protesting? If you think about what's going on at Yale with the arrest that happened there yesterday, if you think about Columbia, what's the dynamic that we're on one side or another? We've got to sort that out. Like, what makes us on somebody's side?
I would suggest that the reason that I have some grievance with the protesters, and by the way, I'll be the first one protesting when you see something immoral. Well, maybe I won't be the first one, but I'll be there somewhere. I might get there a little late, but I'll show up. All right, but what's happening, I think, here, you've asked a very good question. What are they asking? What are the Palestinians asking for Israel to do? Are they asking for Israel to leave so that they can have the rightful ownership of what they think is their land? Or are they? Is this really... See, I think that they see the Jewish people as the oppressors, and I see the Palestinians as the oppressed. So this is really more of the same, fanning the flames of fire.
You mean framing that they've used for other things?
It's a Marxist construct where you have classes, and you've got everything is looked through the lens of oppression or oppressed versus the oppressor. And in this situation, every Palestinian protester probably is what they're saying is that the Jews are oppressing the Palestinians. I don't think the Jews are oppressing the Palestinians. I think Hamas is oppressing. I think the mullahs of Iran are oppressing because they're not lifting these people out. They're not teaching their children how to grow up and be doctors and scientists and all these things that will lift them out of their perpetual poverty, which is what they have right now. They're impoverished. And you know as well as I know, economics is everything.
But you've also sliced up the economic pie in a different way, which I think is cool. It's not about Israel good and Palestinians bad. The Palestinian people are suffering the abuse of an abusive government that doesn't care about them, that takes
right.
their money that's supposed to go to them in their best interest, and instead they just use it to attack Israel, knowing the plan was for Israel to attack back and kill Palestinian women and children. And the Hamas camps out right behind the Palestinian women and children so that yeah. when Israel comes to get them, their citizens will die. So it's not this simple, clean-cut thing. There is evil going on there. The evil is Hamas. And there is evil on the side of, if indeed the reason that Israel is continuing to bomb and attack is because of Netanyahu's personal goal of hanging on to power, then that's
evil,
too.
It's interesting you say that. I never thought about that. About him, that to me, I don't know, maybe I'm listening to the wrong people, but I actually just think it's as simple as you've got a group of people like Roger Waters, who I'm such a big fan of. The Pink
All right, before
Pink
you
Floyd.
Go off on Roger okay. Waters, let's just, yeah. just take a quick break because we have to. But that's interesting because he did step into this thing. Jim Watkins is our guest. Check out his website, jimwatkins1.com. Quick break. We'll continue the conversation on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Jim Watkins is here. Jim Watkins is speaking out is his podcast. If you want to check it out, go to jimwatkins1.com if you want to learn more about it. And we'll take calls after the bottom of the hour news. Then we'll have an hour for calls. Jim is here just for another few minutes. So what do you want to say about Roger Waters from Pink Floyd? Because he's a political activist and he's pro-Gaza, right?
Yeah, he's pro-Palestinian. And for many of the same reasons that a lot of these students is that they see victimization, they see poverty, they see it, I see it, you see it, and they want it to end. And it's our natural response to this. The truth of the matter is there are multiple provocateurs involved in this. You've got the West, you've got the East. But what it really, I think, always comes down to is if you notice, whenever one country is doing really well, like better than everybody else in the region, mm-hmm. everybody else starts to look at that country and say, why are they doing so well? And why can't I have what they're having? And that sort of feeds into this anger. Especially if you're somebody who maybe lives in Gaza and you travel into, say, Tel Aviv or something to work, maybe you're a whatever you do. It's like, remember the old days where they wanted to segregate, they wanted to integrate children? So they'd take the poor kids and they'd bus them to the,
yes,
the neighborhoods yes. with the rich people.
Yes.
And they thought that it would help. But what it did is
they
it
knew
made
it
the
wouldn't
poor
help.
Kids even angrier.
Yes, they knew it wouldn't help. They knew it would make them angry. They like perpetual bad circumstances for the poor. Somehow they never want to get them out of their bad situations. But how's that align with the Middle East?
Well, it's just that people naturally have a tendency to be envious of people who are doing better. But they don't ever ask the question, why is Israel doing better? Have you ever been? I'm sure you've been. Didn't you tell me one time you and Rosalie went to Israel for a trip?
No, I've never been to Israel.
Never been. Mm-mm. Well, it's like when you fly over San Diego and you see Tijuana on one side and you see San Diego on the other, you can clearly see which country is doing better. And you always have people who are resentful of that. And instead of looking at what it is that makes Israel a peaceful place where everybody gets along, men and women are equal, they can both go to work, they have children that go to good schools, they raise them. Instead of looking at the infrastructure of what Israel has built and saying maybe we should try to be like them, they take the absolute positive route, the negative route, which is we want to take what they have and we want to destroy them.
Well, and who is the they that you're talking about? Because that's not what...
The Palestinians.
But the Palestinians...
I mean, the Palestinians hate the Jews over... They're raised from a young age to hate Jewish people.
Well, that's what we are told. I don't know how true that is because I've never experienced it firsthand. What I do know is that there is some large portion of the population in Israel, like 30% maybe, that's Palestinian, that lives alongside them, that they go to work together, and they get along fine. The problem is that you've got there is the big economic difference that you're talking about, but there's also the fact that America and Israel are the number one and fourth largest militaries in the world, and Israel acts as our proxy in the Middle East. They fight for us, and we have input into what they're fighting for. And why do we not have some kind of moral obligation to the people in Gaza to not let them be ravaged when they don't support their own government, and their own government is kind of this rogue thing that robs them blind so that it can use the money to create wars like this one?
I agree with most of what you say. I still think that when you're raised as a young person to hate somebody, this is why we don't like the 1619 Project in school, because we feel that African Americans in our country are being raised to be resentful.
But also they're being given a bogus narrative, too, which I think is true about to a large extent about what they get taught in the Middle East. So I see your analogy there.
Yeah. And the only way it's going to get better is to I don't know. I don't know enough about Israel other than the history and why they hung on to monotheism. And they paid a heavy price for that. There's no question. They stuck to their guns on their faith. And they paid a heavy price. They continue to pay a heavy price. And I hope that people would understand that the Jewish people want everybody to live as well as they can. And I don't think that they're not out to get Gazans. What they don't like is Hezbollah and Hamas attacking them and never ceasing from attacking them. And they live in that constant state of we may get attacked today. And that's not fair to them. And where will all the protesters all these years, these same students protesting the Palestinians attacking Israel? Where were they?
You're back to the American colleges now. Why are they?
Yeah. Why are they now deciding to take one side?
I think they see political opportunity now, that there's never been space for anything but total support for Israel. And there is something dangerous about totally supporting any government, because all governments are corrupt and dangerous and a threat to our well-being. And that's the part where I think we've got to be more nuanced in our listening. Who exactly is doing what here and why? Why are the Israelis continuing to go after, to be bombing this region and attacking these people who have no ability
to get rid of the element? See, that's the thing. I truly believe what they're trying to do is get the people to
the bad guys.
Yeah, the bad guys. They've got to get the bad guys out of there, the ones that are taking over the hospitals.
But I don't know how that's possible when the strategy of the bad guys is to hide behind the innocent civilians.
Right. And to give them $6 billion. And the thing that I want to do, make a point.
We just got 30 seconds, so go fast.
Yeah. I find it offensive that President Biden was generous enough to give the people of Maui lost their homes, $750. But he's willing to send $6 billion to Gaza. That makes no sense to me.
He's got control. Presidents love foreign policy, and they're not so good at domestic policy. Jim Watkins, check out Jim Watkins 1. And listen to his podcast. Jim Watkins is speaking out. Thanks for being here, Jim. We'll talk to you again next
Todd.
Week. All right. See you. And we'll take phone calls after news, so do stay with us on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why wait? Come on. Oh, come on. Why wait? You can rant right now at 860-751-4698 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
WTIC. So the question is, what's wrong with kids protesting on college campuses? Why is our instinct to want to see them picked up and taken away? 860-522-9842. Because as I analyze what it is I care about that America not use its power to create needlessly more enemies for America, nor, you know, more emotionally charged, hate-filled kids that Jim Watkins was referring to a few minutes ago in the Middle East who might be future terrorists against America, for example. And I don't, I'm pro-Israel, so I don't want Israel being on TV every day looking like it is this awful imperialist country that is not using its economic and military power and its alliance with us to find a peaceful remedy for the situation in the Middle East. That, so to me, that's what matters most. And if I apply that to people protesting on college campuses, the reason I am angry with the Gaza, pro-Gaza, pro-Palestinian protesters, pro-Hamas even, is because they're being absolutists on the other side. It's a mistake to be an absolute supporter of Israel. No matter how bad their behavior might be, we shouldn't support them. And nobody should be doing the same thing for any government that is using its power egregiously. Agree or disagree? 860-522-9842. Okay, Dave in Middletown, thank you for your patience, Dave.
Hey, no worries. Hey, no, I agree with everything you're saying. I think the biggest thing about the protesters are, I think they're seeing like the Dave versus the Goliath, right? You're seeing an absolute, you know, annihilation of, you know, these cities, towns, whatever territory Israel has given to the Palestinians. The problem that I see is that I have never heard of any Israeli political person or even the Israelis themselves want the destruction of Palestine, Gaza, maybe Hamas, maybe the terrorists. But I can tell you that Hamas Palestinians want complete annihilation of the Jews. So,
well, don't say the Palestinians, because we haven't talked to them.
All right, well, let's go. Okay, so let me backtrack. Let's go Hamas.
Hamas, for sure. Hamas is, that's their purpose. They want Israel gone.
Well, guess who's the government, though, of Palestine?
Of Gaza, yes. A part of the Palestinian territories. Not the West Bank. They have that power, but they don't exercise it. They just take the money and do war. So this attack on Israel, which was grotesque, was done at the peril of the people of Gaza, right? There, the people are suffering, and they attacked, Hamas did, they attacked Israel with the idea that Israel would do what it's doing now, that is, attack and kill innocent women and children on international TV so that there would be more hatred towards Israel. Like, this is exactly what they wanted to have happen. They don't care about their people.
You're exactly right. And even when some of the people were trying to flee to the south to go to Egypt, the snipers were just picking them off, women and children. They didn't care. So I think these people who are protesting really need to get a grip. And if you went in there and said, hey, why are you protesting? What is your main cause? I don't think 90% of the people who are sitting there in college, and I don't think they'd even know what to tell you. all, I think what they're trying, like, again, here's what I'll say. I think they're protesting against the retaliation that Israel has against the Palestinians, but the Palestinians are basically on the receiving end of what Hamas does, right? We have all of these terrorists.
But also what Israel does.
Right. And so what are they going to do? What are they going to do? You know, if you're Davy and you're Goliath, right? You know, I'm a big dude and you come up and you kick my shin. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just give you a flick with my finger? So, or do I give you a kick with my foot so I completely annihilate you? Right. I mean, and right. So the division and the strength of the two countries are vastly different. Because, again, just like you said, the fourth biggest military is Israel. I don't know if that's true or not. But you look and see what they're capable of doing. They're capable of doing blowing them completely out of the water, off the map. Mm-hmm. And the Palestinian people or even the Hamas government don't have anything that can compare to that. You know, you look at the drone strike against Iran, against Israel. Hundreds of drones. How many missiles? I mean, how many hit? 5, 3? I don't know, but
the attack on Israel, just a handful.
Yeah, I think what they're protesting, honestly, is the annihilation of the Palestinian people. I think it's the Davy and Goliath, because if they really understood that the Hamas and all those people, the government of Palestine, want complete annihilation of Israel. But not all Israelis or not all Jews want complete annihilation of Palestine.
Okay. So, thank you, Dave. I've got to move on because I've got a bunch of people who want to talk.
No worries, brother. Be good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 860-522-9842. Just to clarify, what I'm looking for is for powerful countries like us and Israel to be working to make the world more peaceful. And I fear that our government is actually under the control, like Dwight Eisenhower warned us, of the machinery of commerce that is our military-industrial complex, is actually making our decisions for us about when we're supporting war and otherwise. 860-522-9842. Walt calling from Colchester. Hi, Walt.
Hey, Todd. You know, a while back they found some swastikas sprawled on a building somewhere, and everybody was up in arms.
Are you thinking about maybe the nooses that were when they were building those Amazon shipment warehouses? Was that it?
They found swastikas, and everybody was up in arms. But Hamas, they're basically saying kill the Jews, but nobody's up in arms about it. But here's the thing. Our population is about 33 times of what Israel's is. And if they had 1,200 people killed, we would have had close to 40,000 people killed. So let's say Canada came down and killed 40,000 people. I think we would probably want to attack them until they surrendered and if there were innocent victims, you know, this happened in World War II. There were a lot of innocent Germans that were killed, but it was because of the government that had taken control. They had to get them where they came to their knees.
Yes, but what I think is
Hamas?
Different here.
I don't think so.
Well, I think what's different here is that they don't really have a government in Gaza. Hamas is technically the government, but all they do is take the money and plot. They plotted for a couple of years to get Israel to think that they were being peaceful and calm and not a threat, and then they attacked. And that attack was a brutal, gross attack that needed to be responded to. But right now, we know that what Hamas does as a strategy is to center itself below hospitals, inside of hospitals, in front of schools, in front of neighborhoods where families live, because they want to make sure as many Palestinians are killed for international TV as possible. So to just sit here and say, yeah, go get them, Israel, indefinitely, I support Israel's right to respond, but is this an effective response? I think Israel is going to suffer for hundreds of years for what they're doing right now.
If this happened to us, we would respond in the same kind. And let's say England
and you would support that.
If England came to us and said, "Oh, you shouldn't retaliate. You should only go and do a little bit, you know, in kind." Yeah, in Germany, yes, I support the fact that we had to go get rid of Hitler and get rid of the Gestapo, and we had to get them to where they were on their knees and surrendered. This, I mean, they still have what, over 150 hostages.
Well, we don't know if they have any of those hostages.
We have the nerve to tell them what to do.
They are effectively our military. Well, they are our military in the region. They do largely what we want them to do. I mean, not 100%, because they've got, you know, Netanyahu has his own things he wants to accomplish, but we finance them. We give them, I don't know, $6 or $8 billion a year, and now we just approved $26 billion to go over there. It's a lot of money for a little country of 6-7 million people, whatever it is. What are we doing with this money? We have to make the world a better place because we are the big imperialist country on the planet, or have been. You know, we're ceding that ground now. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll take more phone calls. 860-522-9842. Eager to hear your thoughts on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
WTIC. I'm different politically now than I was a few years ago, because I realize now how truly destructive and dangerous all big organs of power are, whether it's the state government in Connecticut, the federal government. Even if it's overall pursuing a noble purpose, it's going to crush lots of lives in the pursuit of, just because of its size, you know, the bull in the China shop thing. But we have truly evil governments on every side of everything. And they are destructive machines, and we have to be careful not to blindly and in just one fell swoop give our support based on some simple narrative like Israel good, Palestinians bad. It's more complicated than that. Even if you have an emotional favorite in it, you have to be careful, I think, not to fall over the wall. Fred in Middletown. Hi, Fred.
Hey, I think you're nailing it on that. So let me offer you a Todd Feinberg principle here. Is if I were your PI guy, you remember, never trust anyone over 30. Well, I say, of course, never trust anyone under 30, or mm-hmm. I say never trust anyone under or over 30. So your thing would be, whichever side of that you would put it on, never trust anyone over 30 or a government. And that,
well, how about
so
never
deep.
Trust anyone?
Oh, that, yeah. There's one that goes, trust everyone, trust your mother.
It's funny you say that, because I spent hours listening to Tucker Carlson on Joe Rogan this weekend, and there were times when I was thinking, this guy is so brilliant, and what he's saying is so right on and so noble, and other times I was saying, he's so manipulative and so full of crap, and I can't believe what a phony he is. And
your perceptions were accurate.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, he's brilliant, and you can't trust him.
He's a con man. He's a showman.
Absolutely.
He's P.T. Barnum, but he also says things that can stretch your mind in a way it needs to be stretched.
Oh, yeah. No, they put some meat in there. They put a little. So where to start? I want to drop the phrase Gordian knot. But so let me just say, it's always so refreshing to have Jim Watkins on. He's such a breath of fresh air and so stimulating intellectually. And then I'm so glad I remembered this other fellow's name. I don't know if I've been missing him or if you haven't had him on in a minute. Remember Professor Jason Damian Hill?
His mother was sick and he had to go back to Jamaica, and we kind of fell out of touch. I'm not sure if he's back yet. So
there you go.
I'll reach out to him for you.
right after the, so to speak, October 7th, he mentioned the Dresden bombing, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, or maybe the bombing, you know, this stuff. In other words, it was against civilians, but it was justified under the circumstances. And he immediately categorized October 7th. I would say, okay, genocide, homicide, matricide, patricide, infanticide. Genocide, I would say, if you want to rock that nation paradigm, which there's so much more than that. I mean, you know, who doesn't care who wins the arms makers? And yeah, everything stinks to high heaven, starting with the UN. And then, like you say, they're our proxy. But then, you know, the Frankenstein monster kills the doctor. You know, the child is the master of the man. But if you want to rock this nation and that nation, I would say Israel had no choice but genocide. You have to kill all those people. You know, and it's like how bad it looks in the world. The people, nobody cares about them. As far as the college students, that's just like how they open their egg. Once they're in these universities, their minds are open. Their critical thought processes have been suspended and they're just being fed. And that's been going on for a long time. And now they can be fed anything. Tom Shattuck has a great bit about analogizing them, like, when did Buffy Lakewood start channeling the Manson girls, you know? And then after October 7th, you just got to shut up. If you got something to say, then just wait a minute before you say it, you know? That would be my take on that. But, yeah, it's a mess. I don't think, you know, geez. But you're nailing it. You're like really all – and the nuance. Yeah, it's a little more nuanced than good guy, bad guy. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Fred. It is about the nuance. Rob licked the boot. Hello, Rob.
Yes, hello.
What's going on? You got about a minute.
Yeah. I was just going to say, how would you feel, or the Americans feel, because they had that thing called a Bushwhacker AK-47, which was responsible for the damage of killing people. Can now Raytheon, who is a U.S. manufacturer of weapons, can we be responsible to rebuild Hamas? And now it's going to be the American taxpayers who have to rebuild that place with union personnel. So it's only going to be $1 trillion.
As expensive as possible is what you're saying.
Exactly. So well, that's the next repercussion we're going to see, which is coming down the road. And that's going to get the one surviving hostage released. And we're going to bite it hook, line, and sinker. And the rest of the Saudis ain't going to pitch in a penny because we're so stupid.
Well, I don't know if there's even going to be anything left to rebuild. And
we're going to rebuild it all. We're going to rebuild it all, just like Taiwan or Thailand with the tsunami. They got all new infrastructure thanks to us.
Yeah, well, all right. That's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about that end of it. Thank you for that, Rob. Did you consider that? 860-522-9842. At 4:40, Rob Sampson, state senator, will be here for a report on the damage done by government being in session, by the legislature being in session. And we'll take calls until then. Right now, we're going to get a traffic update. Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.